USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An optimistic President Trump says the United States is not built to be shut down. As far as when President Trump believes things can get back to normal?
I'd love to have it open by Easter, okay? I would to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. I would love to have that. It's such an important day for other reasons, but I'll make it an important day for this, too. I would love to have the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter.
The president speaking there on Fox News. Investors giving the thumbs up to President Trump's plan as the Dow finished up 2,113 points to finish at 20,705, the biggest point gain ever. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill working out the final details of that $2 trillion economic stimulus package. The bill aims to deal with the growing economic fallout of the coronavirus crisis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A decision has finally been made concerning the Summer Olympics. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
After days of conflicting reports about the status of the Summer Games in Tokyo, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has said he has reached an agreement with the International Olympic Committee to delay the Games for at least a year because of the global coronavirus pandemic. Mike Tirico of NBC Sports is an Olympic primetime host, and he says it could affect the performance of athletes in the Games.
Will they be able to repeat their readiness in 2021 as they were trying to get ready for July of 2020?
Sales of new single-family homes is on the decline. The Commerce Department reports sales fell 4.4% in February after surging the month before. That's more than double the rate economists were expecting. The seasonally adjusted annual rate in February was 765,000. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats stalling the passage of a much-needed China coronavirus relief bill are doing a disservice to the American people. That's according to Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw. Appearing on Fox, Crenshaw says he can't believe how low the Democrats have sunk in their pursuit of their own political ploys. He also says that even when government moves fast, it's still slow.
Look, well, my message for Americans is keep ordering takeout from your restaurants because they're hurting right now. A lot of cities are going into lockdown. We're about to start that here in Houston. And, you know, they've said that that date is ends on April 3rd. I hope we stick to that timeline. But a lot of restaurants still do takeout, even throughout these lockdowns. So you have to support them. But, yeah, like you said, you know, a barbecue joint I was just at yesterday, they have a 3 to 5% profit margin. They cannot last. Another friend of mine's business closed yesterday. I mean, this happens really quickly. And then what are these employees supposed to do? You know, they don't have any recourse. Government action is never fast. Even when we do move fast in a bipartisan fashion, it still doesn't move quickly. So we all have to be in this together. Help out who you can. Keep ordering takeout from your small businesses. Order online. Do what you need to do.
And finally, Major League Baseball's Pittsburgh Pirates are doing their part to help the staff at Allegheny General Hospital. On Monday, the players arranged to have 400 pizzas and pasta from a local pizzeria delivered to hospital staff. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.